counsel I did not want to hear. When my husband and I decided to start our own business, the first 3 years were difficult. We were failing to make a profit and falling into debt. We worked hard, but unimaginable problems made that time the most difficult of our lives. It became worse when my mother-in-law passed away the day after Christmas, and just a week later, on New Year's Eve, I became extremely ill. At the time, we were broke. We had lost our car, and worst of all, we had lost our health insurance. Eventually, I was diagnosed with an aggressive type of cancer that had been developing for at least 5 years. It was serious and required immediate surgery. I was running out of time, and we had no money for the expensive medical care I needed. My husband and I met with our bishop and asked for help. We explained that this was literally a case of life and death. The bishop was concerned, but he told us that he felt prompted to wait a little longer before giving assistance to see if another way might be open to us. He assured us that if our faith was sufficient, the Lord would provide a way for me to get the help I needed. At first, the bishop's response made me angry and resentful. I felt that both he and the Lord had forsaken me. But I had a testimony of the gospel, and I believe that our bishop was called of God. Despite my heartache, I prayed that Heavenly Father would help me continue to love, respect, and support my bishop. When I prayed for this, I was comforted and felt that the Lord would help me in some way. My husband and I moved forward with faith, and I received needed medical tests and scheduled my surgery, despite our lack of money. The day before my surgery, we sold our business for a good price, which allowed us to pay all my medical bills. It now became clear why my bishop had hesitated to help. He had acted on inspiration in order for me to have a valuable spiritual experience. That experience taught me to trust the Savior, even when the path seems frustrating and scary. I am grateful for the counsel I did not want to hear from my bishop. I know now that God is a God of miracles and that He never forsakes us. End of the article. Counsel I did not want to hear. By name withheld. From Porto Alegre, Brazil. Read by Kristen Hawkins.